Well, recent data has showed that for the first time in Australian history, women are now outnumbering men in the legal profession across all states and territories. 53% of Australian lawyers are women, a huge milestone for a profession that has historically been dominated by men. Just last year, accusations against former Justice Dyson Heydon revealed the pervasiveness of sexual harassment within law and the toxic power dynamics that leave many women vulnerable to exploitation. So what does this record-breaking statistic mean for women in the industry, and does more women really mean a more female-friendly environment? Associate Professor of Law at the University of Technology in Sydney, Dr. Karen O'Connell, joins us. Welcome to The Daily, Dr. O'Connell.
Thank you very much. I'm happy to be here.
Why is this statistic so significant?
Well, it shows on the face of it that we have a feminization of what is, as you've pointed out, a traditionally male-dominated profession. What the significance of that is in terms of how much it transforms the profession itself, we don't yet know, but there are certainly some signs to look out for.
The data takes into account the number of women in law, but what about the power structures? How many women are actually in senior positions?
We are starting to see a shift there as well, but women are still very much in the minority. So if you look at something like law firms, women are now partners of law firms, which, you know, is the most powerful position within a law firm, at a much higher rate than in the past. It's still not at parity. And there has been some discussion about a glass ceiling between the more senior levels of lawyer in a law firm and partner. So we are seeing a shift, but we don't yet have equality. And the other thing we don't really know yet is whether women in entering the profession are having to adapt to those power structures, or whether they are able to impact them enough that they change as women enter law firms, right, and become solicitors, barristers, judges, etc.
So historically, men have always dominated the legal profession, but more and more women are choosing to pursue law. And today we see that there are even more female solicitors now than men, as we've mentioned. So why do you think it's occurring now?
I think that getting credentials is one of the easiest ways to access power structures, right, and interesting and well-remunerated work. So you do often see in the professions that you see people who traditionally haven't had direct access to power, so say new immigrants to Australia, women, they will often go into professions where getting a credential gives you access to the power. So in Australia, if you do a law degree and then you, sit the exam to enter the profession, that makes you a practicing lawyer. Right. So it gives you that access. Whereas if you're just trying to break into an industry that doesn't have that credential step, it can be harder because the ways of accessing it are more subtle and might rely on avenues of power that you can't get access to at all.
So it's almost like women are seeking out to be, the next generation of power brokers within society, I guess.
Even if it's not conscious, I think, Women now, well, if we think about girls at school, they are on the whole outperforming boys. Mm-hmm. We know that, entering university, that young women are very competitive and have all kinds of potential and skills to offer. And then we see that filter out as we go through, the stages of work. So I do think that, women are just absolutely poised to access these power structures and do fantastic things, but there are still hurdles.
So a national sexual harassment inquiry revealed that 2/3 of women in law had been sexually harassed, despite there being now more women than men in law. Why do you think sexual harassment is still so prevalent in the industry?
Well, we have a double issue there. The first point I would make is that we have a problem with sexual harassment anyway. We have a very high prevalence incidence rate of sexual harassment in Australia and a very low reporting rate. So that is a universal problem. If you take that problem and put it in a profession like law, where people often know each other, where it's a kind of almost like a closed off community in some ways, where there have been actors within that profession, such as judges, who aren't subject to the same sexual harassment laws as others, you have a whole and you have a very hierarchical structure, and you're entering it where you have a lot of senior men with a lot of power over young women and men entering mm-hmm. the profession. That sets up a whole lot of conditions for sexual harassment that exacerbate that initial problem that we have anyway in Australia.
So more women in the industry doesn't exactly mean that women will be treated equally in the law profession, basically.
It doesn't at all. You need to have that culture change. Mm-hmm. So I think it's unfair. And also, well, it's not only unfair, but it is also unlikely to succeed if you say that young women and junior women entering a profession have the responsibility on themselves to change that whole culture. There are also very high rates of anxiety and mental mm-hmm. health problems amongst law students and young lawyers. And I think that to add that pressure onto people to say you're going into a profession where you might be subject to abuse and where there is this hierarchy and it is very gendered and you have to transform it is just too much to ask. So I think we do need to do as much as we can as a broader society to shine a light on what's happening. And there are some really positive signs there. So as you mentioned, right. The review into High Court Judge Dyson Hayden was one of those. And there are also some really promising sexual harassment cases coming through that have been successful where they may not have been in the past.
Dr. Karen O'Connell, thank you so much for joining us on The Daily. It's fantastic to hear that women are dominating, but it does sound like we have a lot more work to do.
Yes, we do. Lots of promise, though. Thanks very much for having me.
It's our pleasure. That was Dr. Karen O'Connell from the University of Technology in Sydney talking to us about women in law.